a few memories on a red fire night.
The news is sponsored by Wilson Door and Construction. Discover the benefits of post-frame construction in delivering a building that meets every one of your needs. Contact them today to take the first step towards making your building project an experience you'll never forget.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Israel's prime minister says it will stand alone if needed in its military operation in Rafah, the last major Hamas stronghold in Gaza. That after President Biden delayed a shipment of bombs to Israel, saying it is concerned over more civilian casualties. Top National Security Advisor John Kirby pushing back on criticism.
The president and his team have been clear for several weeks that we do not support a major ground operation in Rafah, where more than a million people are sheltering with nowhere safe to go.
Other military aid has not been delayed. Stormy Daniels wrapping up testimony on the stand in the hush money trial of Donald Trump. The jury heard from Trump's former aide, who was also called to testify today. The judge denied a renewed request by Trump's attorney for a mistrial. Another line of severe storms, along with the threat of tornadoes, stretches across the south to the east coast tonight. And in Utah, two people are still missing after an avalanche near Lone Peak outside Salt Lake City. This is ABC News. A watchdog group says incentive bonuses given to 200 senior executives at the Department of Veteran Affairs were wrongly handed out. ABC's Stephen Portnoy says now they want the money back.
Congress intended for the payments to be used to recruit and retain VA executives with special skills. Instead, the agency last fall gave incentive payments to all of its senior executives, totaling close to $20 million. Some VA execs received more than 100 grand. A review swiftly determined that more than half of those payments were made improperly. Agency leadership has ordered the money returned, but some are fighting that. And an inspector general report says the whole episode has done significant damage to morale.
Jobless claims increased last week, with 231,000 Americans filing for first-time unemployment benefits, 22,000 more than the previous week. And if you're in the market for a home, mortgage rates dipped for the first time since March, but the average rate still tops 7%. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
When things get old, they tend to get a bit crotchety.
Get off my lawn!
With Wick Buildings, you'll never worry about a bad-tempered building. We use machine stress-rated lumber and 29-gauge galvanized steel, making your building longer-lasting. Wick, leaving getting old to those who do it best.
In my day, our pants covered our behinds.
Bring value to your vision with Wick Buildings.
Wilson Door and Construction of Richland Center, your local Wick dealer. Call Micah today at 604-3623 to discuss your Wick building.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO News is sponsored by Meister Log & Lumber, buying logs and lumber throughout Wisconsin since 1936. And by Walsh's Ace. Whatever you do, Walsh's Ace has you covered. Clearing clouds and chilly tonight. Patchy fog, low 41. Sunny tomorrow morning with increasing clouds and scattered showers and thunderstorms likely towards the evening. High 69. Showers ending tomorrow night with clearing after midnight and a low of 45. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are calm and it's mostly cloudy and our current temperature is 60 degrees.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. On May 10th and 11th, we will be having some great deals for mothers in Richland Center and Muscadet. 10-inch hanging baskets are $19.99. All patio decor is on sale while supplies last. 25% off garden seeds. Solar lights will start at 99 cents and up, and many other great deals. Also, both stores will be having a brat sale on Saturday only, 8 to 4. So stop in at Richland Center and Muscadet for these great deals. Thank you, and we appreciate your business as always, and may all the mothers have a great and blessed Mother's Day.
Good evening for WRCO News. I'm Joanne Krulatz. Consistent rainfall the past few weeks has greatly improved drought conditions in Wisconsin. The U.S. Drought Monitor shows just 8% of the state is in drought, mostly in the lower Wisconsin River Valley, as well as the southeastern part of Monroe County, which has had flooding issues this week, and the eastern half of Vernon County. Only the southern third of La Crosse County is considered abnormally dry. 80% of the state was considered in drought at the start of the water year in October, and 19% last week. President Biden is calling out Donald Trump on jobs and the economy. The president was in Wisconsin yesterday to tout Microsoft's plans for a $3.3 billion AI data center in Racine and to develop job training programs.
During the previous administration, my predecessor made promises which he broke more than kept, left a lot of people behind in communities like Racine. On my watch, we make promises and we keep promises.
6 years ago, Trump and Foxconn promised 13,000 jobs in the area.
Are you kidding me? Look what happened. They dug a hole with those golden shovels, and then they fell into it.
Microsoft is building a new AI data center the White House says will create thousands of jobs. Former Wisconsin Congressman and U.S. House Speaker Paul Ryan says Donald Trump has nowhere to go but down, but that President Biden needs to work his way up. Ryan says President Biden needs to start running toward the middle.
Trump can't win, but Biden can lose, meaning Trump's polling at his peak pretty much in all the swing states. He's basically polling at the best he has, at the best he can get, and Biden's underperforming everywhere.
I don't know for the life of me why he's chasing these left-wing voters. He's going to get them. Trump's going to deliver those voters for him. He's chasing the wrong voters, and so if he doesn't pivot soon, my guess is Trump wins it.
That's Paul Ryan handicapping the presidential race at the Milken Global Institute conference this week. Wisconsin's U.S. House Republicans say they're tired of fighting with other members of their party. All five GOP representatives from Wisconsin voted against removing Mike Johnson as Speaker Wednesday. The Republicans' right wing wanted Johnson out over recent bills approving government spending and aid to Ukraine. Nate Gustafson, the state representative for the 55th Assembly District, has called for the removal of UW-Oshkosh staff and teachers who have walked out in protest of the Israel-Hamas war in Gaza. The demand was made in an open letter to UW System President Jay Rothman. The most recent pro-Palestinian demonstration at UWO was Tuesday, when more than 70 students and community members marched through the campus demanding UWO administration cut ties with Oshkosh Corporation. Oshkosh Corporation is buying Aussaw, a manufacturer of construction, agriculture, landscape, and material handling equipment. Aussaw was founded in Spain in 1956. Its sales reached 132 million euros in 2023. Oshkosh Corporation and Aussaw have been working together since 2020. The deal is expected to close in 90 days. Terms have not been announced. Appleton International Airport unveiled a new $7.4 million hangar during a ribbon cutting this week. The 31,000-square-foot aviation hangar is built to accommodate general and corporate aircraft. Officials say the hangar, which was federally funded, will help manage increased traffic from EAA in Oshkosh and the 2025 NFL draft in Green Bay. Utilities looking to finish building a high-voltage power line linking Iowa and Wisconsin have completed a contentious land deal allowing them to cross a Mississippi River federal wildlife refuge. The last mile of the line would cross the Upper Mississippi River National Wildlife and Fish Refuge near Cassville, Wisconsin. Conservation groups sued in March to stop the crossing, saying ITC Midwest and Dairyland Power Cooperative improperly reached a deal with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. The agreement calls for the utilities to transfer land to the refuge in exchange for using current refuge land for the line. The case is pending, but ITC Midwest spokesperson Rod Pritchard said the land deal closed today. A popular Midwest grocery store chain is announcing price reductions to help its customers combat inflation. Aldi officials say their stores will pass along $100 million in savings by dropping its prices on over 250 items through Labor Day. The discounts will include popular things like healthy foods and snacks, as well as summer seasonal items. Officials say they'll save their customers nearly twice as much money as the $60 million saved from when they reduced their prices last year. It's the time of year to be on the lookout for ticks, particularly deer ticks, which carry Lyme disease. According to health officials, the unusually warm winter across the area has created optimal conditions for the tick population to grow earlier than usual, which means there will likely be more of them as residents start to get outside again. If you do get a tick on you, you should use tweezers to remove it by its head and contact your medical provider if the bite leaves you with a rash. A man in Juneau County may have intentionally set two campers on fire. Deputies responding to the property in Nisita Township found the two campers completely engulfed in flames. The Wisconsin DNR was paged and Adams Fire Department gave mutual aid. After investigating the cause, it was suspected that the man who lived on the property may have set the fire on purpose. Chad Norton, age 38, was arrested and transported to the Juneau County Jail. Norton is charged with felony arson, among other charges. He was given a $5,000 cash bond Tuesday. Chad Norton will make his initial appearance in court on June 12th. A Milwaukee woman who argued she was legally allowed to kill a man because he was sexually trafficking her has pleaded guilty to homicide. Prosecutors allege Crystal Kaiser shot Randall Volar at his Kenosha home in 2018 when she was 17. She faced multiple charges, including first-degree intentional homicide. Kaiser argued that she was immune from prosecution under a state law that absolves sex trafficking victims of any offenses committed as a result of being trafficked. The state Supreme Court ruled in 2022 that she could make that argument at trial, but online court records show she pleaded guilty today to a reduced charge of second-degree reckless homicide. The other charges were dismissed. She's set to be sentenced in August. The DMV has two new license plates available, suicide prevention and spay-neuter adopt plates. Costing $25, this donation is actually tax-deductible. With 53 other specialty plates to choose from, all the proceeds go to the nonprofit organizations. Specifically, these two new options will support the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention and the Fix Is In, Incorporated. If you're a high school senior and you haven't completed your FAFSA for college yet, you can get help at finishyourfafsa.org. Ground was broken Wednesday for a permanent memorial for the Waukesha Christmas Parade tragedy. The $1.5 million monument in Waukesha's Grady Park will honor the six people killed and dozens hurt when Daryl Brooks drove through the parade in 2021. The design will feature six ribbons that come together in the center to form a heart, as well as plaques for each of the six people killed. A dedication of the memorial is planned for November 21st, which is the third anniversary of the tragedy. Five fallen Wisconsin law enforcement officers will be remembered next week. Those officers will be among the 282 names placed on the National Law Enforcement Officers Memorial in Washington, D.C. They include Chautauqua Police Officer Emily Breidenbach, Milwaukee Police Officer Peter Jervine, and St. Croix County Sheriff's Deputy Katie Lacing, who were all killed in the line of duty in 2023. Their names will be read aloud during the annual candlelight vigil Monday evening at the National Mall. The event is in observance of Police Memorial Weekend and National Police Week. The Sauk County Board of Supervisors has a vacancy. The winning candidate in the District 30 election last month did not accept the seat after moving out of the district. If you live in the district and are interested in serving, email the county board chair at timothy.mccumber@saukcountywi.gov. All interested parties should express an interest no later than this Monday for potential consideration and appointment at the May County Board meeting. If you are not sure if you are in District 30, maps can be found on the Sauk County webpage. The Master Gardeners of Grant County will be holding its annual plant sale on the grounds of the Schreiner Memorial Library in Lancaster on Saturday from 9 to 11. There will be a selection of healthy perennials, shrubs, grasses, fruits, and some vegetable bedding plants. The perennial plants come from local gardens of Master Gardeners and are adapted to our growing climate. During the sale, Master Gardener volunteers will be available to answer any gardening questions. There will also be a children's area for them to pot up flowers. All proceeds from the sale are used for scholarships given to horticulture students at UW-Platteville and Master Gardener educational and volunteer projects throughout the county. The USPS Letter Carriers Food Drive will be held Saturday. Simply place your non-perishable donation in a bag by your mailbox, and your local post office will deliver it to your local food pantry.
Landowners manage a variety of assets every day. Trees on your property are an asset you shouldn't take for granted. The staff of Meister Log and Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team can help you make the decisions that will be in the best interest of you and your trees. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Today's final statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Richard F. Dick Camp, 90 of Boscobel, died Friday at Soldiers Grove Nursing Home in Soldiers Grove. A funeral mass will be held Friday at 11 at St. Lawrence O'Toole Catholic Church, rural Mount Hope, followed by burial in the church cemetery. Lunch will be held at the Cottonwood in Fenimore starting at 12:45. Friends may call at the Kendall Funeral Home in Boscobel this evening from now until 7. Friends may also call at the church tomorrow morning from 9:30 until the time of mass at 11. In lieu of flowers, plant a tree as a tribute through alivingtribute.org. Richard F. Dick Camp, 90 of Boscobel. Daryl Duane, Daryl Byer, 65 of Richland Center, died April 30th. Funeral services will be held Friday at 2 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Friday from 11 until the time of service at 2. Daryl Duane, Daryl Byer, 65 of Richland Center. Nancy Peterson, 82 of Richland Center, died Saturday. A celebration of life will be held Friday at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center from 5 until 7. Nancy Peterson, 82 of Richland Center. Dalton M. Everson, 30 of Baraboo, died unexpectedly Saturday at home. A memorial gathering will be held Saturday from 10 to noon at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made for his daughter's further education and forwarded to his sister, Mia Everson. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements for Dalton M. Everson, 30 of Baraboo. Francis C. Meixelsperger, 88 of Spring Green, died unexpectedly January 14th. A funeral mass will be held Saturday at 11 at St. Luke's Catholic Church in Plain. Burial will be in the church cemetery, with military graveside rites conducted by the Plain American Legion Post 398. Friends may call at St. Luke's Catholic Church Saturday from 10 until the time of mass at 11. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements for Francis C. Meixelsperger, 88 of Spring Green. Phyllis Joanne Kelbell, 89 of Richland Center, died Tuesday at our house in Richland Center. Funeral services will be held Saturday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Saturday from 9 until the time of service at 11. Phyllis Joanne Kelbell, 89 of Richland Center.
All About Pets is a service of Strang's. One call does it all.
Great news! Strang's at Richland Center is not closing. Instead, we're excited to announce that they will be under new ownership. They continue proudly to offer top quality products from trusted brands like Lennox, Goodman, A.O. Smith, NEC, and many more. At Strang's, quality is not just a promise, it's the hallmark. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Strang's has always been about people helping people. people, and your satisfaction is their priority. Experience the legacy of Strengths under new ownership. The same reliability you've known for years, now with a fresh perspective. Strengths, where experience meets commitment, and they're here to serve you better than ever before. The Okooch Mountain Humane Society's one-day-only amazing plant sale will be held at the Killian Meyer Building in Richland Center's Kroska Park this Saturday, May 11th. The sale will feature a large variety of potted plants, bushes, shrubs, and hanging plants, all at very reasonable costs. And as a special treat, in addition to its normal hours of 10 until 2 this Thursday and Friday, the OMHS Animal House Food Stand will also be open on Saturday, with all proceeds from both the plant sale and Animal House going toward the care of OMHS animals awaiting their forever homes. All About Pets is a service of Strang's, highlighting the importance of pets and responsible pet ownership.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO. After a damp and dreary day, we may stay mostly cloudy, but some spots of sun start to peek out. Highs today scraped 60 degrees and will crash about 20 degrees more for lows in the low 40s. While up north, a freeze warning is in effect as temperatures crash below freezing. And here for us, patchy fog is possible by morning. That'll quickly clear as the sun comes up and gives way to a bright and beautiful start to the day. Highs will soar to near 70 degrees, and I hope you get out there and soak it up, because we get chances of being soaked again tomorrow night. More scattered showers and some thunderstorms are likely toward the evening. Rolling in quickly from the north, we'll see a couple hours of rain rolling through. Ending by midnight, we'll clear things out for Saturday, leading way to a good amount of sunshine, seasonal temperatures, and some breezy winds. Cranking out of the northwest at 20 miles per hour, it'll keep our highs to the low 70s. Otherwise, we get a shove to some nice heat, and it all lands on Mother's Day. High temperatures soar to 80 degrees. We'll be under partly sunny skies and enjoying that warmth. Quite pleasant for a picnic. But do keep in mind that more scattered showers and thunderstorms fire up and strike by later in the afternoon. So you're going to want to make sure that Mom's inside. Otherwise, for Monday, we put that on repeat. Temperatures a touch cooler into the mid-70s, starting off with some sunshine and then pockets of rain and storms rolling in by the afternoon. Tuesday, we get a break. Things stay calm, partly cloudy, highs low 70s. Enjoy the spots of sun early next week while we have it, because Wednesday and to close out the rest of the week, it's looking cloudy, dreary, darker, and damp. I hope you enjoy the rest of your evening. For WRCO, I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
There was a time when losing your wallet was your greatest risk of losing your hard-earned money. Today, identity theft robs millions of Americans of their finances, well-being, and peace of mind. The Richland County Bank encourages you to take identity theft seriously. Secure your Social Security number. Don't carry your Social Security card in your wallet. Don't respond to unsolicited requests for personal information by phone, mail, or online. Review your receipts. Promptly compare receipts with account statements and watch for unauthorized transactions. And shred receipts with any personal information on them, credit offers, account statements, and expired cards. Questions? The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, Downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Currently in Richland Center, it is mostly cloudy and 60 degrees after a daytime high of 66, which was set at midnight, and a morning low of 53. Yesterday's high was 78, and we received 2/100ths of an inch of rain. Record high set back in 1987 and 2022 is 84 degrees, with a record low of 25 set back in 2020. Last year's high was 73 with a low of 51. Sunset will take place tonight at 8:12 with sunrise tomorrow morning at 5:43. Winds are calm. Our barometric reading is 29.88, and we have received 32/100ths of an inch of rain so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 60 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO Sports is sponsored this evening by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and Lakes Gas Company, serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices since 1959. The Kansas City Royals have taken a series from the Brewers with a 6-4 win yesterday. Milwaukee has lost two straight three-game series. Shortstop Bobby Witt Jr. was Kansas City's star with a homer and three runs scored. Joe Ross took the loss for the Brewers. Gary Sanchez led off the seventh inning with his fifth home run of the season. Milwaukee is home tonight to start a four-game set at American Family Field against the St. Louis Cardinals. And the first pitch for tonight's contest will be at 6:40. And you can hear the broadcast on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450 with the pregame starting at around 6:05. Milwaukee Bucks guard Patrick Beverley has been suspended four games without pay to beginning next season for his actions during and after the final game of an Eastern Conference first-round playoff series with the Indiana Pacers. The NBA announced the suspension today and said Beverley was getting punished for forcefully throwing a basketball multiple times at spectators and an inappropriate interaction with a reporter during media availability. The suspension comes one day after Indianapolis police said they were investigating an NBA player and citizen altercation that happened during that May 2nd game, I should say, without mentioning anyone by name. Some NBA observers are speculating that Bucks general manager John Horst could be looking to bounce out for a different career opportunity. Horst has been integral in putting the most powerful roster together, but that the core is aging. He could be a candidate for the position of president of basketball operations with the Detroit Pistons. Horst grew up in Michigan and attended college in that state. This could be yet another critical year for the Milwaukee front office, so the team will want to cement Horst's position or departure as quickly as possible.
Someone once said, "Don't knock the weather." 9/10 of people couldn't start a conversation if it didn't change once in a while. Spring is a time of change. Farmers in the field, gardens planted, home projects begun. Have your insurance needs also changed? The Schwartz Insurance Agency promise of the very best service for your needs has not changed. Schwartz Insurance and Wilson Mutual want you to be sure you have the best insurance protection available in this time of change. Call 647-8891 for a no-obligation review.
Since 1959, Lakes Gas has been serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices. From residential to commercial, 20-pound barbecue cylinders to large bulk tanks, Lakes Gas is a dedicated professional supplier of propane. They make propane services simple and customer-friendly with available automatic scheduled propane deliveries and online payment. Plus after-hours assistance and on weekends for urgent deliveries during crisis situations. Let Lakes Gas Company keep your family warm and business running. Call 647-7034. The Packers didn't know what their offense was capable of when the 2023 NFL season kicked off. They have a better idea this time, and it's a good feeling. Offensive coordinator Adam Stenovich says the difference is like night and day. Stenovich says every player on offense has a year under their belt, and in comments made on the team's website, it's great to know what these guys are good at. The players know the plays, and the coaching staff can be more creative. Stenovich says he can start taking the next steps with the offense. The Wisconsin men's basketball program will participate in the Greenbrier tip-off next November. Games will be played in the world-famous resort in the Appalachian foothills. The Badgers will be joined by LSU, Pitt, and UCF. November 22nd through the 24th. Who plays whom, tip-off times, and television coverage will be determined in the ensuing months. And Caitlin Clark spent Wednesday working out with her Indiana Fever teammates inside an empty Gainbridge Fieldhouse. By Thursday night, a nearly full house of up to 17,000 will be rocking and rolling as the WNBA's number one overall draft pick makes her home debut against Atlanta. It's a moment Fever fans have been dreaming about since they won the lottery in December, and that only became a reality in mid-April, and in a building that routinely advertises concerts on its marquee sign, Clark has all the makings of emerging as Indianapolis' next big rock star. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Lakes Gas Company, taking care of your LP needs, and Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection with the most competitive rates. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
Looking for a rewarding outdoor job opportunity? Join the House on the Rock Resort Golf Course team in Spring Green. They're hiring maintenance mechanics, grounds care team members, flower bed care groundskeepers, and more. A good driving record is required for these positions. They offer both full-time positions with five shifts a week and part-time work. Some roles are year-round, while others are seasonal. Apply now by calling 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. Be part of the dedicated team and enjoy working in a beautiful golf course setting.
Just like no two people are the same, no 2 days are the same. We start them and end them at different times. And in between, we all do very different things. Yet there is something we all have in common. Knowing your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative is here to power every moment of every day. Because no matter when it starts, we never stop.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
This farm news and market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored in part by Richards Insurance, your certified farm specialist serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1933. With offices in Ithaca and Reedsburg, for your farm insurance needs, call Richards Insurance.
Soybeans, corn, cattle, and hogs were lower Thursday. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in corn genetics, offering more than 50 lines of the highest-performing corn featuring a broad range of traits. Stein has yield. Soybeans were lower on fund and technical selling. Recent rain has delayed planting, but parts of the Midwest and Plains should see a drier pattern near term. The full extent of damage and loss in southern Brazil due to flooding won't be known for a while. July beans were down 19 and a quarter at 1208 and a half. August was 17 and a quarter lower at 1210 and a quarter. July bean meal is down $5.60 at $3.72.90. Establishing a contract low, July soybean oil is down $1.15 at $42.64. Corn was lower. The recent planting delay in rainfall has boosted soil moisture, and that should be favorable for crop development. Mexico did buy more than 130,000 tons of U.S. corn Thursday morning, mostly new crop. July was down 2 at 456.5, and September corn was 1.5 lower at 467. Wheat was modestly higher on speculative and technical buying, along with the weakness in the dollar during the session. There has been frost damage this week in parts of Russia, compounding the dry weather issues. USDA's updated supply, demand, and production numbers are out Friday. July Chicago was up 3.5 at 637.5. July Kansas City was 3.25 higher at 651.75. July Minneapolis wheat was up a penny at 703.75. Live and feeder cattle were lower, watching some direct cash cattle business develop during the session. June live is down 52 at 175.95, and August was 50 lower at 173.72. August feeders were down 135 at 251.05. September was 132 lower at 252.07. and pressured by the cash and wholesale business during the session. June lean hogs were a dollar lower at 97.72. July was down 140 at 101.05. Megan Grebner has your full look at the cash livestock markets after this brief break.
Welcome to the Pioneer Agronomy Series. Pioneer's Erica Weck joins us. The weeds are getting ahead of the crops just a bit, aren't they?
Absolutely. As we have such a wide spread of planting dates, keeping that weed management and herbicide applications top of mind is going to be critical, especially as planting resumes. We need to make sure we have that sprayer with your pre-emerge soybean program following right behind that planter, because with these warm temps that look to be in the forecast for the next 7 to 10 days, these soybeans are going to emerge quick, and we really need to take advantage of all of our tools in the toolbox, specifically our Group 14 herbicides. We know that there's been a large number of planted corn and soybean acres that still don't have a herbicide on them, as we've been fighting a lot of wind and weather challenges. So these Group 14 herbicides must be on before emergence. Be sure we're watching our fields closely for that soybean cracking, or when soybeans start to crack through the soil and that hypocotyl is exposed. So if we see that, we do not want to be planting herbicide applications of those Group 14s at that time, or any other herbicide that has a cracking restriction.
Thank you, Erica, for great products and crop advice. Go to pioneer.com/findmyrep.
There was a very light direct cash cattle trade that developed Thursday. Live deals were at $185 in Texas, which is about a dollar higher than the previous week's weighted averages. Asking prices were firm at $186 to $187 live in the south and around $297 plus stressed in the north. Look for more business to develop over the balance of the week. Boxed beef closed lower with length demand for heavy offerings. Choice down $1.28 at $295.39. Select closed $2.49 lower at $285.76. Estimated cattle slaughter was 122,000 head, down 2,000 on the week and up more than 4,500 on the year. Cash hogs closed sharply lower with a light negotiated run. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct were down 244 with a weighted average of 89.35. The Iowa Minnesota closed 305 lower with a weighted average of 90.07. The Western Corn Belt down 240 with a weighted average of 90.07. Estimated hog slaughter was 472,000 head, down 9,000 on the week and down about 6,000 on the year. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
I'm Brent Barnett with Ag Headline News on Brownfield. Get agronomic insights for your area with GrowSmart Live from BASF. Download the app now from any app store. The cicada emergence has begun, and Illinois Agricultural Pest Survey Coordinator Kelly Estes tells Brownfield she isn't expecting damage to row crops.
We think of it more as a potential for ornamental trees, potentially feeding on that.
More news is next.
Wisconsin soybean growers have a lot of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers in the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry and harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
Not all people are the same. And yet, when we visit the doctor, our treatments don't look that different. Why is that? Because we just don't have enough information to do it better. By gathering health data from 1 million people, our country's best researchers will be able to develop treatments that are as unique and complex as we are. With this new information, doctors will have a better understanding of disease so they can innovate the next great breakthroughs in medicine. Learn more at joinallofus.org.
The U.S. and Mexico continue to spar over Mexico's import ban on genetically engineered white corn. Courtney Kingery, CEO of the Indiana Corn Marketing Council, says she had the opportunity to discuss the ban with Mexico's Secretary of the Economy.
She said that the Mexican government continues to value agricultural trade and continues to value U.S. corn supplies into Mexico.
The president of Nebraska Farm Bureau says producers need to keep monitoring their dairy herds for symptoms of the H5N1 influenza virus. Mark McCarg tells Brownfield state officials are watching the situation closely.
We do not have any positive tests in Nebraska, but the conversation seems to be continuing to ramp up, though, as we have potential concerns for spread and how do we mitigate that.
I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield Ag News Headlines. Taking yield to the next level. Hello, I'm Brent Barnett with Managing for Profit on Brownfield, a content partnership with Helena. As the growing season continues, farmers are encouraged to support the shift from the vegetative stage to the reproductive stage. On this episode, an expert with Helena discusses how growers can take their yields to the next level by utilizing full scale in their fertility program. More coming up on Brown Field.
Are you interested in adding bushels to your crop this summer? Dr. Greg Willoughby breaks down a unique, proven biological product called Full Scale.
So, Greg, Full Scale is really about adding weight to the seed, to the kernel or the soybean, whatever crop it may be at the end of the day. It's about adding volume and weight.
Correct. Yeah. And so that's mainly based on phosphorus, nitrogen, and the micronutrients that kind of go with that. And we've seen in some of our analysis of kernel composition, you know, up to 20x times movement of those elements going from what an untreated going into a treated. So we're definitely moving more phosphorus, more nitrogen, more zinc, more manganese into those kernels.
To learn more about Full Scale, download the Field Link podcast wherever you get your podcast or contact your Helena representative.
Helena product specialist Kevin Meeks says the key to a successful growing season starts with a solid fertility program.
Tissue sampling is important, but as we shift from vegetative to reproductive timeframes, you know, some of those nutrients tend to jump up and other nutrients are more important at that reproductive timeframe. So just know what nutrients are important there. We've had some really good success looking at a product called Full Scale. It provides nitrogen, potassium, as well as some key micronutrients to help drive those nutrients into the plant when it needs it. And it also has three highly effective plant extracts in that product. It'll help turn on some of those reproductive genes and really help focus that shift from vegetative to reproductive. So that product is called Full Scale. We've had some really good success with it, and we're really growing some of those markets.
Meeks discusses some of the crop timing with Full Scale.
I've had a lot of experience with it now. Started with soybeans. Soybeans, you want to target that R2 to R3, R4. If I had my perfect situation scenario, I'm targeting R3. That seems to be the sweet spot. It eliminates bean abortion when that plant goes through any stress. So in the field, what we've seen is, you know, we're hanging on to more 5-bean pods, more 4-bean pods than where we hadn't treated that. You know, we have an untreated and a treated area. And so we're seeing less bean abortion. So we're getting obviously more beans per pod where we've applied the Full Scale. Specifically in our wheat market, we've had some really good success going out with fungicide. We're seeing bigger heads, more kernel counts, more dense, heavier kernels, which in our wheat market is obviously helping drive yield there. And we're also seeing a good market potential going in cotton. Pairing that with nutritionals, they're around early bloom to mid-bloom stage in cotton.
To find a local Helena representative, create an in-season nutritional program, or learn more about Full Scale, visit helenaagra.com. I'm Brent Barnett with Brown Field.
Lost or found, sitting on a shelf. Your hands in your pocket saying, no kind of help. Painting with no pain, ain't got much to do. And I ain't no good without you. Can't sing a song that ain't got no words. Seas just a sea till you're dropping in the dirt. A church ain't a church without some people in the pews. And I ain't no good without you. Without you I'd be just another same old plain old son of a gunner. No shotgun, solo roller, all chrome, no motor. Sunsets all black and white, you put the tide out in my life. I sound crazy but baby it's true, ain't no good without you. Just a bench without a river to flow. It's all with no strings, no, it won't play a note. You can't sink the air ball if you ain't got the cue. And I ain't no good without you. Without you I'd just be another same old plain old son of a gunner. No shotgun, solo roller, all chrome, no motor. Sunset's all black and white, you put the tide out in my life. Sound crazy, but baby, it's true. Ain't no good without you. Shotgun, solo roller, all chrome, no motor. Sunset's all black and white, you put the tide out in my life. Might sound crazy, but baby, it's true. Ain't no good without you. Hey. Without you. Ain't no good without you.
That was Thompson Square with Without You. And before that, we had Ashley Monroe with On to Something Good on Country and Community, WRCO. And I'm Tim Thede, and I'll be bringing you some great music up till the 8 o'clock hour tonight. That's because, and if you probably tuned in thinking you're going to hear high school baseball action, well, not going to happen today with all the rain that we got today. Field conditions at a lot of schools weren't in the best condition. So a lot of area sporting events did get canceled today. I think they were hoping that maybe the sun would have came out and dried things out before the start. But as it got closer to game time, that wasn't looking like it was going to happen. So no high school sports today. But we will be bringing you high school sports action tomorrow. Because tomorrow is supposed to be sunny in the morning, then increasing clouds, and maybe some scattered showers and thunderstorms likely towards evening. And if we do get those, hopefully they can hold off before game time and hold off until the game's over with. But be sure to tune into WRCO 100.9 FM tomorrow, and we'll give you an update on what's happening as far as sports goes and the weather goes. And right now, the temperature is 60 degrees, according to the Wirtz Floor and Home Temperature Gauge. Those clouds are starting to clear away out there and hopefully make for a nice evening in southwest Wisconsin. From the WRCO Lost and Found Department, lost north of Hub City, a red cow with white face and her calf. If you find this cow and its calf, give a call to 715-347-4655. You can also send a text as well. Also lost, a large male cat with no collar answers to Mufasa. The cat was lost at the Richland Hospital area. If you find this cat, give a call to 608-475-3101. And found on County Highway D, east of Bloom City, a chainsaw and a drill. Call Joanne at 608-647-2111. And tomorrow, if you're looking for something to eat for lunch, There's a lot of good options tomorrow. First of all, the Wisconsin Vietnam Vets Chapter 7 will be having a food stand. That'll be held tomorrow as well as Saturday from 10 to 2 at Walsh's Ace Hardware. There will be cheeseburgers, hamburgers, brats with kraut if you want it, hot dogs, chips, soda, lemonade, water, and fresh baked goods. Also going on tomorrow, the Masons are grilling brats for Grace at Archie Monument in Richland Center, and that'll be tomorrow from 10 until 4. All are invited to support Grace and enjoy a brat. And the Acouche Mountain Humane Society's Animal House food stand is open tomorrow and Saturday, and both days it'll be open from 10 till 2. The food stand will be located at the Kroska Park parking lot near the community center.
It's a beautiful time of year to take a walk, and while you're walking, look around to perhaps find the Pine Valley Community Village Token. Yes, the Pine Valley Community Village Token Hunt will get underway next week. Listen for clues on where to look on WRCO Radio at 7:15 and during our morning show time around 9:30. Look for the token around Richland Center. It will not be hidden on private property. Find the token and you will earn over $600 in gift certificates, at least $150 in cash, in addition to gift baskets and other treasures. The Pine Valley Community Village Token Hunt is made possible in part by these sponsors: Atatuts Laurel, Auto Value, Bailey Paint and Decorating, Bindle Tire and Auto, Center Pharmacy, Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, Culver's in Richland Center, Darcy's Little Salon, Deanne's Designs, Philbeck Ford Chrysler, and Genuine Telecom, along with the Homesteader Store. The first annual Race for Grace will be held on Saturday, May 18th. WRCO invites one and all to be a part of the 5K or 10K, the Quarter Mile Kids Run, the 1 Mile Run Walk, or stop by and watch the special Firefighters Challenge as well. You can register for the event at walkwithgrace.com. Check out more at that website, and we'll see you on the 18th for the Race for Grace. Help fight cancer with Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination.
100.9 WRCO.
Chevrolet.
My heart is out of control. This old love-struck soul just lives for the moment you're around. When I hold on to you, it is all I can do just to keep my feet on the ground. Desperately loving you, desperately. When you're not here with me, I get a little bit crazy. Constantly think about you, constantly. Look at what you've done to me. I'm just like a little baby. Oh, I love you desperately. Will I laugh? Will I cry? Will I live? Will I die? It all desperately. But when you're not here with me, I get a little bit crazy. Constantly think about you, constantly. But look at what you've done to me. I'm just like a little baby. Desperately, when you're not here with me, I get a little bit crazy. Constantly think about you, constantly. Well, look at what you've done to me. I'm just like a little baby.